Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Well, hello, Calvary. Thank you for letting me to join you in your living room, in your kitchen, or wherever you are. We are bringing church to you. I'm Pastor Mary from Calvary Mandarin Campus. My appreciation to Pastor Steve for having me to share today on the episode 2 of Mixed Emojis. And it's my privilege to be here with you. Let us pray first. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this is the day that the Lord has made. And Lord, we know that even though we are unable to meet physically, but Lord, we pray in your precious name, in the name of Jesus, we gather together and you are in our midst. Father, I pray for the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. May the word of God will not return unto you void and it will accomplish your will. Father, we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, we're going to touch the subject of fear. I know this word, fear, is no stranger to everybody. Everybody is knowing what they are facing in the past almost 1 year. But first of all, let us understand fear. In about fear, actually, there's two major types. Today, I'm going to talk about the positive type, the healthy fear, and the other one that is the negative fear. Now, let's start with positive fear. As Christian, we always hear in the book of the Bible say, fear the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is actually is a healthy and good fear because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. That's what Proverbs 9, chapter 9, verse 10 say. And in Ecclesiastes 12, 13 verse say, fear the Lord and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. So the fear of the Lord is a deep reverence and respect for who God is. We know God is infinitely powerful, holy, majestic, great, beyond all that we could imagine or say or to understand, to comprehend. It's way beyond us. So the fear of the Lord helps us to understand and to stand in awe of God or who he is. And it is appropriate response to God's being. And then the fear of the Lord is also is a good and healthy fear to being expressed so that we know who he is. He's God and we are being human being created by God. So in fact, it is essential for us as Christian to in our walk with God to fear the Lord. And the other positive fear that I would say that it is a protective and preservation fear. In some way, we could say that fear is a natural response to threats or danger. God had created us with the ability to regard a certain dangers with certain fear, protective fear. So this is it's to preserve us and for safety reason. So, for example, when there's a barking dog jumping at you, the feeling of fright it will be immediately comes to your heart. So this is natural and this is healthy because it will cause us to do whatever we need to do to avoid being bitten by the dog. But there is a difference between being afraid and living in fear. Because it's okay to be afraid when there is a danger. But God doesn't want us to be living in fear. So now we're talking about negative fear, and which is what we're going to touch today. Everyone, regardless of how brave they seem to be, is afraid of something. Some of us are afraid of mice or creepy, crawly creatures, including spiders, snakes, and whatever. In fact, many of you may know public speaking as the number one fear for the North American. And I could say that I was afraid of preaching in English. So, you know, but I really appreciate Pastor Steve for giving me this opportunity. and to challenge my fear, to face my fear, and with God's help, I will overcome my fear. Now, let's look at a few common fears that each one of us may have, negative fears, because of pandemic. We know the fear of sickness, fear of death, fear of our future as we get into year 2021. And because of what's going on now, some of people are jobless. So there's a fear of lack, fear of failure. So this is quite common, actually. So, but we'd like to know, what does the Bible say about negative fear? In fact, from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we can see that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, we can see that the first negative emotion recorded in the Bible is fear. So when Adam and Eve sinned and God sought them out in the garden, in verse 9 and 10 of Genesis chapter 3, we can see that it was written, "But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, Adam answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid.'" So you can see that because of fear, because of sin, men hide from God. So we can see there's a negative effect of the negative fear that we can see. First of all, negative fear keeps us away from entering into the abundant life that God has for us. We know the Bible says Jesus came to give us life, life abundantly. But we can see this fear is in the children of Israel. They have been enslaved for almost 400 years, and God heard their prayers and set them free. God used many miraculous signs and wonders to deliver them, and they saw God's power firsthand in many times, in many situations. Yet when it came time to enter into the promised land, they were afraid. They were afraid to go in, because in the Bible, the book of Numbers, we can see the story that Joshua and Caleb say in verse 30 and through 33, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him say, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They say, "The land we explore devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We seems like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." And we can see how Joshua and Caleb reply in chapter 14, verse 9 of Numbers. They say, "Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But the Israelites were afraid of the giant, and because of the fear that they have, they didn't enter into the land that God has promised them. And let's ask ourselves, in our life, is there any fear that is holding us back? Is there any fear that is keeping us from entering into the destiny or the promised land that God has for us? You know, Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And fear is one of his biggest weapons that he's going to use on the children of God. Fear wants to stalk us. Fear wants to track you down and capture you. Fear will hinder you, limit you, paralyze you, and bound you. So whatever it is, we need to know fear is not from God. The negative fear that we are talking about is not from God. And the most common commandments in the Bible we can hear is fear not. There are almost over 300 promises and commands. Fear not, God has told the people of God in different ways and at different time. Now let's look at the word of God have said about how do we overcome the fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 said, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Now, let's look at how could we overcome this negative fear in our life through the Word of God. First of all, we overcome fear with God's power. In order to overcome our fear, we cannot deny it. We cannot hide from it. We cannot give it into it or run away from it. We must face it with the power of God and not with our own strength. And this is what I'm doing now. I'm facing my fear of preaching in my second language. And I know that if I do it with the strength of the Lord, not with my own strength, but with the strength of the Lord, and He will empower me, He will help me. Each time as I obey His word to do what He has for me to do, with His strength and then with His power, I will able to overcome my fear each time I do it again and again. And I believe that by obeying God, with His strength, I'm able to overcome. So we can hear that in Psalm 56:3 say, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in You. So when we are afraid, first of all, is that we come to God and we trust Him. Never trust our own strength, like what I'm doing now. I'm not trusting my own strength because I know apart from God, I can do nothing. And if we believe in God's power, if we, with God's help, we can always say, I can do all things with Christ who strengthened me. And this is a Bible verse that we could always remind ourselves and help ourselves to overcome our fear. And each time when we overcome our fear, God will give us that strength and confidence again as we continue to follow Him. And we know that instead of being filled with the spirit of fear, we have to be filled with the spirit of faith, with faith and the word of God. It's only when we overcome fear with the power of God and we know that God is with us. I remember almost 30 years ago, there was one evening I was returning home, traveling on Highway 1, and I was traveling on the slow lane. And somehow there's a car way in front of me in the fast lane came to a sudden stop. Though the car behind the stop car can't stop in time and he had to turn, just avoid the accident. He turned right and he almost T-boned me. And at that moment, I was terrified because when I see how close I was to being hit by his car, if I would travel just 1 second faster, he would have T-boned me at my side with my daughter sitting right behind me. And at that moment, I was almost 9 months pregnant with my second child. Thereafter, I was in great fear. I was trembling each time if I have to drive. And that hinders me, and it was so painful for me to even sit on the driver's seat. So I cried to the Lord. I said, God, help me. I just can't go on living like that with that fear. And it's whatever positive thinkings can never help me. And I sought the Lord. I cried to the Lord. I prayed to the Lord, God, You deliver me from this fear. And I remember very vividly, and one afternoon when I was doing my housework, and the Spirit of God just spoke to me that I'm going to heal you now. Quickly, I kneel before my sofa, and there, God delivered me with His power from the spirit of fear that had tormented me for some time. And I praise God that I have experienced by the power of God that God is able to deliver us from that terror of fear that's haunting us. You know, praise God for His delivering power. Second, we can overcome fear with a sound mind. There's an amplified version of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of intimidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of sound judgment and personal discipline. The sound judgment ability that results is a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So here we see an amplification of the phrase sound mind. A sound mind is a mind that is calm, well-balanced, disciplined, and self-control. Whereas on the other hand, a fearful mind is stirred up and stormy, out of balance, out of control, and keep on focusing on the negative things. So if we think fearful thoughts and speak fearful words, fear will control your mind and your life. But if we think God's thoughts and speak God's words, and faith, courage, and peace of God will control our mind and thus our life. Because Romans 12, verse 2 say, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise the Lord. I'm so pleased to let you know, starting from today, January 10, we have a 21 days prayer devotion. And this year's focus, a topic is renew, rebuild, and restore. You will be blessed if you join the Calvary community to start doing these 21 days of prayer devotion. So do remember to sign up after the message and go to calvary.ca/devotional or email Pastor Vince directly if you have problems signing in. So praise the Lord, we need to use the Word of God to renew our mind, and we know that if we choose to focus on God more than our negative situation, we will not be controlled by the fear. And the third one, overcome our fear with love. At first glance, it doesn't seem that love could be effective in conquering fear. But we would think that it would be something like faith. But in Galatians chapter 6 say, faith works through love. And also in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. Whenever we realize how much God loved us, God will take care of us, that will release us from fear, and it's like a matter of trust. Just give an example, like when children, in the middle of night, there was thunderstorm or there were lightning, you know, they were afraid, you know, who they will go to. First thing, they will run to their mom and dad's room because they know moms and dads are there to love them, to protect them, to be with them. So likewise, you know, when we are fear, we know we need to know God loves us. But we, you know, it's so common to see that many Christians, including myself, when I first came to know the Lord, we accepted the lies of the enemy. And one of the lies that the enemy would put in our mind is that God is like a tyrant, awaiting to punish us whenever we sinned. And there's another lie that don't get too close to God, because He is going to take away all the good things that you love. Or He is going to send you to Timbuktu to be a missionary. So those lies keep us away from God. It keep us arm's length, a distance from God. No, God loves us. God loves you. And He has sent His only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. If God has given His most precious Son, how much more that He will withhold that and not giving to us? He is for us, not against us. When we trust in God's perfect love, it will cast out our fear, because we know He is there for us. He loves us. He will protect us. He will fight for us. He will provide us. Once we understand the perfect love of God, there's nothing to fear. So I could say that we do not fear sickness, because we know Jehovah Rapha is our healer. He's the great physician. And we do not have to fear death, because our Heavenly Father has promised us eternal life through Christ Jesus. And we don't have to fear evil. What the enemy means for evil, my Heavenly Father, God will turn it to be good to all of us. Now say to yourself whenever there's fear, say to yourself and say, I do not fear the evil one, because the greater is He that is living in me, that is in me now, is greater than in the world. I don't have to fear what man can do to me, because if God is for me, who can be against me? Tell yourself that I do not have to fear job loss, because Jehovah Jireh is my provider. I don't have to fear lack, because my Heavenly Father will meet all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And for the unknown future, as we start year 2020, no one knows what 2021 would hold for us. Don't consult your 2021 horoscope or astrology. You know why? Because we can declare, for I know God's the plan that God has for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a future. This is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, personalized version. You can claim it, and you know that our future, year 2021, is in God's hand. Praise the Lord. We don't have to fear our future, because God is with us. God is in us. God is for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God is saying to us today, be strong and be courage. Do not have to be afraid, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. King David in Psalm 34, verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Friends, are you fearful? Are you afraid of the future? Are you afraid of lack? Whatever, whichever of you have this fear, we can come to the Lord right now. We can call upon Him. You can sought the Lord, just like David said, and He will answer you. He will deliver you from all fears. And you have, if you have not known Jesus, I invite you to come to know Him. Jesus loves you and He's there for you. I invite you to have Jesus into your life. And if you are willing, just say the prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I know you love me. Jesus, I need you. I invite you to into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Help me, guide me. Take away the fear that's haunting me. Set me free. That, Lord, I will follow you. That I will enter into year 2021 to be blessed to experience you, the power of God in me. In Jesus' name I pray. And if you have accepted Jesus, press that, raise your hand button, and then we have people on a church, leaders are there for you, willing to help you. And for those of us in before the screen, if you still have fear in you, you know, we can come even right now to commit your fear right now to Jesus, because he loves you and he wants to set you free. Lord Jesus, we come before you. You know all our needs and our fear. For God, I thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Lord, right now, we give you all the fear that is haunting us in our life. Lord Jesus, I pray, even right now, your Holy Spirit will touch those who are asking you to set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are here with us. You touch us. You set us free. Help us open our eyes to know the truth that you are a living God and you are powerful and you are a loving God, that you care for us. And that, Lord, you are here for us. Lord, we thank you. Praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful year 2021. Have a victory year in Jesus' name.